This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. President Joe Biden on Wednesday ordered new sanctions against the military regime in Myanmar, taking action after the military this month staged a coup in the Southeast Asian country and arrested de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior politicians. Biden said he was issuing an executive order that will prevent Myanmar's generals from accessing $1 billion in assets in the United States.
The military must relinquish power it seized and demonstrate respect for the will of the people of Burma, as expressed in their November 8th election. So today, I'm announcing a series of actions that we're taking to begin imposing consequences on the leaders of the coup.
The president said the United States and a broad international coalition are calling on military leaders to free political detainees. He said that the people of Myanmar are demanding that power be restored to the civilian government. The president's action came on the same day that thousands of people in Myanmar defied the military government and took part in mass demonstrations. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Buddhist monks with placards saying freedom from fear chant slogans in opposition to last week's military coup. Witnesses estimate that tens of thousands of protesters have turned out in Yangon and Mandalay, the country's bigger cities, demanding power be restored to Aung San Suu Kyi's deposed civilian government. They report that Suu Kyi's headquarters has now been raided and guns leveled on protesters at demonstrations. The US has strongly condemned the violence against citizens, and New Zealand has suspended all military and high-level political contact with Myanmar. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on